Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Everyone who has a day off, enjoy it. Gorgeous day today. Skip Weber's here, as he is most Mondays, for the Sweet 16. Good to see you. Don't worry, we all have that problem.
I'm having a hard time. I'm running a little late here.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was great.
What'd you do? Anything fun?
I worked hard.
Yeah?
We've traveled a bit, and we're in the condo, which is smaller than we're used to, and we've got all these decorations for Halloween and Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you know, winter clothes versus summer clothes, and just shifting it all around.
Yeah.
Plus, we have a little shed. It's not that little, full of stuff that was salvaged from the fire mm-hmm. that was sitting in a warehouse. And we've got it. You know, we're going through all that. I mean, there was maybe 400 boxes where they had packed it up, and so we've been going through that. And so,
do you dread that?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But little things, all of a sudden you'll say, look at this. Look what we found, you know?
Yeah.
The attic survived a lot of it. Some smoke damage, some heat damage, some water damage, but then here's something that was wrapped up nicely with some, you know, expensive Christmas ornament that survives.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. So,
do you ever dream about it or have any PTSD from it?
I did for a little while. Not bad, every now and then. I'll tell you, every now and then there'd be a box that would smell really bad of smoke.
Yeah.
And that would be the thing.
Bring it back.
But there's some stuff like some old concert t-shirts and stuff I had that smelled pretty bad. And my wife has just over and over washed them out and scrubbed. And next thing you know, now they don't even fit me, but it's just kind of cool that I got. I had them stored away. And this is like a memorabilia history thing in there. So it's been kind of cool.
You're building the collection back? Guitars and such?
Oh, yeah. It's been great. I mean, the people...
That's kind of fun. You get to do it again.
Well, because El Monstero has been bringing people in, and as a sponsor of them, the guys tell the people like John Anderson and Don Felder, they'll tell them the story, and they go, oh, yeah, I'll be glad to do this. You know? And same thing with Songs for Soldiers. Mm-hmm. Bringing in Cheap Trick, bringing in country artists, Gin Blossoms. I've got people, you know, all those... They've all signed guitars for me, so...
Yeah.
And I've got another pipeline... that my wife had gotten to give me some from for gifts occasionally, because mainly I got them at fundraisers. I'd go to a charity and try to do it. And this guy does them, and he's had some pretty cool ones, and he learned that. So every time something crosses his path, he reaches out. I got one that with the members of Queen, including Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's great. That's one of the that's as good as anything I ever had. So, and I don't think I'd have had that other thing didn't happen to me. So,
right.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, there's still some stuff I can't replace. I had a Van Halen guitar, and you know, he's passed, and AC/DC and stuff. But maybe something comes across this guy's path.
So yeah, something new.
It's very cool.
That's cool.
So anyway, it was a long day weekend. Two leagues. We went to an auction. We went to see that Neil Diamond thing on Friday night.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was great.
Are you a Neil Diamond guy?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I both grew up with him. They're not he wasn't my favorite, but since we both liked him, and we saw a Neil Diamond guy on our honeymoon, and so that kind of reminisced. Then we've seen him in concert.
Yeah.
So, but the play is really good.
I don't like him for the dumbest reason. The dumbest, most everyone's going to hate me reason, because everyone loves this. Every now and then I get really Ebenezer Scrooge, and things that make other people happy make me mad.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm that way.
So when people sing Sweet Caroline, it drives me crazy.
It's kind of like my 20th favorite Neil Diamond song.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff. You ever see this movie, Saving Silverman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The end of that.
That was hilarious.
Holly Holy. That it's a hilarious movie, but when they're singing Holly Holy and those guys are up, that's a Neil Diamond. That kind of concert stuff with his presence on that is real Neil Diamond, not the
Yeah.
So
drive you crazy two wheels.
I just hate anything that gets co-opted into like a sports setting and then everybody does it like a drone. Yeah. I just hate that. Like, oh, everybody's doing it. They're going to do it, too.
So I'm guessing you hate the wave.
No, I liked it when it was cool in the 80s, but it's not cool anymore. It's dumb now because it's old. Do something new. Be original. Don't play the same stinking songs that everybody else plays. Same way, by the way, with Don't Stop Believin'. I hate that song. And I hate that song because so many sports teams co-opted it and made it like some kind of weird, dumb
anthem. Coming back. We're only three games back.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believin'.
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's kind of the Dave hate that you're describing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Listen, it's getting one thing I did remember, you mentioned Ebenezer Scrooge. It's getting to that time of year. I expect you to bring that little Scrooge puppet in and have it in here in the studio with you.
You got it. I was gonna say if you need it for the house.
No, we got it. Remember we've trying to find a lot of stuff. We found two of those. Didn't find any of the other ones. I said, well, get the second one, we're giving it to Glover.
This is you'll find this funny. Other people will think I'm a jerk, but I love it so much. One, because it's from you. Two, because it's the same size and looks just like my mom.
You said that.
It's just true. So it's in my office every day. I'm like, hey, mom, how you doing? If I bought her a rope like that and a hat, it's like, oh, my God, that puppet just moved.
Who's who? Yeah.
Going to do the Sweet 16 in honor of Veterans Day. Going to do the Sweet 16 of war movies. Probably could have done 32, but we'll have 16 good ones.
I have 16 alone just by myself.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you were excited by this. I'm glad.
Yeah, I love those. I mean,
I do too.
And I'm part of the, it's not like just an entertainment thing, like, oh, that's entertaining because there's action. It's a spot I've never been in, and seeing what other human beings actually had to do and the things they dealt with, it just, I don't know, it blows my mind.
And if they're faithful to history, you can even learn a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are like this, but the older I get, the more vulnerable I feel. And I've never been an especially brave guy. Had I been in the military, which I never was, I don't think I would have been a wall jumper. I don't think I would have been a Navy SEAL. I think I would have been a rank and file guy hoping to not get shot in the nose. But the older I get, the more amazing it is. And I understand that not every veteran goes to war and goes to combat. But those who do, or those who are under the threat of going, my Lord.
Yeah.
It's the older I get, the more amazing it is that you may lose limbs, you may lose your life, you may just have horrible physical and emotional pain.
Well, and the other thing for me about it is they talk about the greatest generation. You know, we talk about, we don't want to be in foreign wars, or we don't want to do this, or what are we doing with liberating Kuwait, and blah, blah, blah. And you look at it, and every casualty, loss of life, loss of limb, whatever. Every casualty is a tragedy. But you look at World War II, the greatest generation, they had battles where they had more people die, more Americans die than the whole Afghanistan war.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing. You know, I mean, I don't want to say that they don't mean as much. It certainly does. But just,
even
Civil
War. Tens of thousands of people dying in an afternoon.
But I'm saying that was here, both people fighting for it. We went to another continent
for
knowing here's what the world needs and gave up that many people. And so that's why so many, you know, and one of the things I did with this category is there's so many great movies that have good war battle scenes. If it wasn't about war only, like, for example, Lord of the Rings, some fantastic war scenes in that. And I said, the real story is this big sweeping epic. So just because there's a battle in it, I would, because there's so many, that's the way I weeded it out.
I kind of did the same thing.
I wouldn't be against it if people put something like that in, but I just.
Your first one?
One of my very favorite movies. It taught me a lot. I then went and read the book 5 times. I watched the movie so many times. It's really long. Everybody's in it in the 60s. The Longest Day.
Yeah, that's great. D-Day.
It is a great mean, Sean Connery's in it, and George Segal, and John Wayne, of course, and Robert Mitchum, and Eddie Arnold. And,
yeah.
I mean, there's after it.
You can watch movies from that era and kind of roll your eyes and chuckle at them. A lot of times, they're very dated. They knew how to make war movies.
Yeah.
Like, they were so close to it.
Yeah.
It had just been, like, 15 years before that.
Right, right, right. And it didn't have the carnage in real life. It just showed the facts. Yeah. And it showed when people died, they just rolled over.
Yes.
And that's how they did things then. But still, just the... the timeline of the day, and they had Germans speaking German, some of whom had been veterans, and some of the Americans had been veterans, you know, had been in the war. It was just, it's really neatly done.
Yeah. Wheels.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Too easy, but Saving Private Ryan just covers all the bases.
Gotta be in there.
From
same
the human
battle.
Stories to the D-Day visuals to the fact that something like that actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rach.
How about Platoon?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Love that one, too.
Man, it's so great. Just seeing him get there fresh day one.
Yeah.
And then become a seasoned guy.
And you have... Barnes and Elias are almost like the two angels on your shoulders. Mm.
Yes.
He starts out admiring the one guy, then he realizes he should admire the other. And
that moment, not to give too much away, but you know the moment I'm talking about when he sees Elias, that moment is top 10 moments in movie history.
Yeah. Agreed.
When he smiles at him, then his smile falters.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, if not my favorite, given my Steve McQueen, I'm going to go Great Escape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A great one.
It's even has comedy and levity, and it's just, it could have been even twice as long as it was. I would have loved it. Back to you.
I'm going to go with The Alamo.
Ooh, well done.
The older one with John Wayne and Richard Widmark.
Hell yeah. That great. I need to read some books on that. I've been to The Alamo. I know the basic stories.
Brian Kilmeade's book on it is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's really good.
Yeah, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just get Brian on and he can just tell me about it. That saves me reading. Wheels.
Apocalypse Now.
There you go.
It's one that kind of covers what can happen to you in that setting, especially because there are so many World War II movies, not nearly as many Vietnam-centric.
Right.
There are. They exist. I mean, there are plenty of good ones, a Deer Hunter and all kinds of things like that. But, like, World War II has got 10 times, 100 times the coverage.
Yeah.
And Vietnam is the closest to us. That's my dad's generation.
I saw Apocalypse Now way too young.
Me too.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
Oh.
Freaked me out.
It's so good, though.
It took me many years to watch it the second time, and I really liked the second time. And the first time I go... where's Clint Eastwood shooting dudes with a machine gun?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it was not about what I thought it was going to be about.
Exactly. It was tough, man.
Exactly.
Rage.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Another good one.
Launched Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
He wasn't even supposed to be an actor, I don't think, right? He was a consultant on the movie, and then they like, dude, you're too good at this. You're going to be the character.
And they tried giving him lines, and he couldn't do them.
No, he just did his own thing. Own. Yeah,
exactly.
He just did his thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love the movie Patton.
Yeah, I do too.
George C.
When he's watching the battle, and his expression when he lowers the field glasses in the telescope, it's just, it's good.
Just a human study.
Yeah.
As his stock is falling with Eisenhower, and you know he can tell he's made a mistake, and he has to apologize to the soldier who he slapped, and George C. Scott, I mean, Barney Rubble, what an actor.
Exactly. And the thing is, I mean, recent years, there's lots of people think he was killed on purpose.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was killed in the car accident.
Yeah.
I mean, he was... massively advocating, we have the momentum, we have the technology,
go to Russia.
We have the people here, keep going.
Yeah.
Because these guys are a threat.
Yeah.
And if you can read about his biography, most of his biographies insinuate that it was somebody
that
sabotaged his vehicle.
Back to you.
When they made that thing about the has to be a war. I don't know if this is maybe hypocritical with this, but what about The Killing Fields?
Okay, saw that.
I think that I saw it a long time ago, but I think it's fair. I just don't think many of us have seen it.
Okay. Well, then let's go with Good Morning Vietnam.
Ooh.
Oh, another good one. Different angle,
really
good
one. Ooh, anytime that you want me. that you need me. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Our Hardee's Operation Food Surge campaign starts tomorrow, so we hope you will be as generous as you have been in the past. Doing the Sweet 16 here, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of Best War Movies in honor of Veterans Day. Where'd we leave off?
It's Wheeler's turn. Okay.
Yeah. So this one, I'm just go for clarification. I have 10,000 of these, so if this one doesn't fit exactly, that's fine. But it's more a wartime movie than an actual war movie, but Schindler's List.
Yeah. I think it fits.
Is one of the most significant war-based movies I think anybody's ever seen.
Yeah.
Like a side of war that you don't always see, but like the worst side of it.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't happen if there's not a war going on. It's not.
Yes,
right.
That's
right.
One of the ones I excluded, but I said, like we said, I'm perfectly fine putting those in. It's just to narrow it down, yep. down my list of 1,000. I took out the ones that didn't, you know.
Rich.
Well, I was going to say Forrest Gump, if that's okay. I mean, there's war scenes, but we can skip that if you want.
No,
we don't have to do.
It's up to you.
I'm going to put it on there.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have classics, but I'm going to go with a heart pick. I loved Last of the Mohicans.
I did too.
Yeah. And it's, you know, early pre-revolution.
Yeah.
Back to skip.
So great. This is a heart pick for me too, and it may not be quite as well known, but have you ever seen the movie Gallipoli?
Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
That's
one of his first, right?
Yeah. And it's a little known story about some pretty cool happenings in World War One.
Yeah, I like it. Wheels.
I'm trying to pick something that's I have dozens more of these, but I wanted to pick something that's somewhat recent, so that like Kyle might recognize it. Like we were joking about during the break. I want to go with Dunkirk.
Yeah.
That is such an important, fascinating story.
It seems made up.
And I know, and it's absolutely real.
I was disappointed with it, though.
Really? Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
I thought that the way that they made the fleet, like if you see aerial photography from the actual fleet, they didn't come close to the impressiveness of it. Some of the stuff, I mean, the stories
were okay. I get what you mean.
It was tough. They didn't make the sweeping epic like... So what we talked about. Now, I mean, the acting's better than most of those things, but I just, I don't know, it was underwhelming.
Rach?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh.
The new one?
Yeah, the new
that
one.
That was so good.
That was
good.
Rough, though.
Yeah, that is a tough one. That's a hard watch.
But that really gives you an idea, though.
Yeah.
Like trench warfare.
You know, all of these things, the hardest part is to grasp the reality of it. And to see, I mean, World War One was brutal.
Yeah.
Like, brutal, brutal.
I'm going to go Dirty Dozen.
Love it. The old classic.
Yes. How many we need?
That's it.
That's it.
Zero.
Right.
See, I mean, we could literally do this one every week for a month and never repeat a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The Longest Day versus Saving Private Ryan.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go Longest Day.
I got to go Longest Day, too.
Rich?
I'll go Longest Day.
Okay. Platoon versus The Great Escape.
Ooh.
Platoon.
Escape.
I don't know. I got to go Platoon.
I just sang Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I'm going to do Platoon also.
Did you go Platoon?
Yes.
Okay, Platoon moves on. The Alamo versus Apocalypse Now.
Oh, man.
Ooh, Apocalypse.
I'll give Alamo... Probably is one
Apocalypse.
Yeah. Apocalypse Now just screwed me up so bad. Yeah. Full Metal Jacket versus Platoon. Patton.
Patton. No, Full Metal Jacket.
Patton.
Patton for me.
What was it against?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Is that a tie?
That's a tie.
All right, Kyle, do you know these movies? Full Metal Jacket or Patton? Number one, Full Metal?
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket.
All right, quick break. Right back. DGS. Sunshine. A spark is all I need. I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop. Having a good time, shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 436. Wheeler's not here. Let's make fun of him. I bet he's going number two. That's what happens when you don't come back on time. Let's all pretend to be asleep.
Let's pretend that we finished the list.
Let's do.
And the Wheeler's
Platoon versus
one.
The Office on the Super thing. Platoon versus
Platoon. Okay, doing the Sweet 16 of the best war movies in honor of Veterans Day. Good morning, America versus Schindler's List.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I'm sorry. Good morning, America.
That was back in the day.
The story
days.
Of David Hartman.
Exactly. With David Hartman and.
Yeah. Which one? Good Morning Vietnam and
Schindler's.
Oh, jeez.
Schindler's is so impactful, but I'm going to go Good Morning Vietnam.
I'm going to go just because they were able to make a comedy out of
yes,
war.
I'm going to do that too. Yep.
Okay. Forrest Gump versus Last of the Mohicans.
Mohicans.
Gallipoli versus Dunkirk.
I did not see Gallipoli. Got to go Dunkirk.
Okay. I've seen it, but a long time ago, I'll go Dunkirk as well.
Dunkirk, I suppose.
Kirk. All Quiet on the Western Front versus Dirty Dozen.
Oh, man.
All
my
quiet.
Heart pick,
all quiet.
I got to go Dirty Dozen.
Kyle, have you seen Dirty Dozen or All Quiet? No, neither one. Pick one randomly.
Dirty Dozen.
Okay.
There you go. That's how you do that.
That's where his mind is.
Longest Day versus Platoon.
I'm going Longest Day. One of my favorite movies, period.
I got to go Platoon.
Wheels?
Platoon.
Okay, we'll move it on. Apocalypse Now versus Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, they were contemporaries.
The Kubrick battle. I liked Full Metal Jacket
better.
I'm
going Full Metal too.
Yeah. That moves on to the final four. Good Morning America, I'll start to say it again, Vietnam versus Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, wow.
Good Morning Vietnam. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Mohicans,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, I'll go Vietnam.
Gallipoli, I'm sorry, not Gallipoli, but Dunkirk versus Dirty Dozen.
Ooh.
Dirty.
I guess Dirty.
Yeah, I'll give Dunkirk the courtesy vote.
All right, there you go.
It's kind of funny. It's almost like if something gets two votes, people... Since everybody thinks
there's
Kyle doesn't see it anyway.
Yeah,
we can't make it a tie. He
yeah,
doesn't
can't make it
movies.
A tie. I mean, it's a weird day. We have a brand new board. It sounds weird. Andrew's gone. Captain Roger Brand is gone.
Every one of these could win this, though.
Yeah.
Like, every one of them is that good.
How's November going so far? Weber?
Really, really good. You know, I told you last week what we're doing with Black Friday, didn't I?
Yes, tell them again, though.
So, every weekend is Black Friday. We're not doing the big Black Friday where it's just a blowout with all these deals. We have a handful, 5, 6, 8, 10 deals per store that come out on Wednesday for Friday and Saturday, and there'll be the same level of savings as Black Friday. So instead of going for 130, 150 vehicles across all the stores on one day, we're going for, you know, 30 or 40 per weekend. And it just seemed like it kind of lost its luster. The copycats made it watered down. You know, it just doesn't. Yeah. Nobody did it right, in my opinion. So we're just doing. You know, everybody's all the factories all do a Black Friday all month thing anyway. So we might as well just get with that. But ours really is the Friday and Saturday will be deals like you don't see the whole rest of the year on just a handful of things.
Okay.
So
get there early on.
And this last weekend was great. I mean, it was. The best weekend for two of my stores all year. The best Friday-Saturday combination that we've had all year. And that's what we're looking for. So hopefully we have that every month. I mean, every week of the month. And so
I think you will. Yeah. I think people
and
appreciate
it to be
that.
You don't have to get there early. You can get there at 4:30 on Saturday if you want. But I mean, you know, but when those vehicles are gone, I mean, we'll make a deal. Oh, yeah, we have that in the same color. But this was way, way, way discounted. So we will discount it just not quite as much on that one, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. Final four of the Sweet 16 of Best War Movies, Platoon versus Full Metal Jacket.
There's the two.
Jacket.
That everybody argued about that. Remember that summer when they came out?
Yeah.
It was a divider of people.
Yeah.
One or the other. I'm going to say...
Who directed Platoon?
Oliver Stone.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Oliver Stone versus Stanley Kubrick. And Platoon came out first and really was... They said the first real movie. They advertised the first real movie. I mean, Apocalypse Now was there, but and Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about. They didn't have the battles. And stuff, you know.
And Full Metal Jacket, I love it, but it's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. I'm going Platoon. I agreed with them saying it was the first real movie about Vietnam.
Rach?
I'll go Platoon.
Yep, I'll make it into the finals. Good Morning Vietnam versus Dirty Dozen.
I'm good morning.
Dirty, just because we already have
I'm going to go dirty too.
Yeah, me too.
The legendary actors that were in that.
Yeah. Rach, you would like that. Dirty Dozen.
I think I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, probably. Like, who just passed away?
Donald Sutherland.
That's one of his.
Telly Savalas.
Yeah,
Lee Marvin. I mean, it was great. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
It was great.
There's never been a man like Lee Marvin. No. Like, I don't know if he was like a softy in real life, but man, no one played a hard ass.
No, he was a World War II veteran too.
Yeah, so many of those guys were.
Yeah, he's the guy that told the story about Captain Kangaroo being with him.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it may have been an urban legend, but he told the story about Bob Keeshan was the toughest man he ever.
How about that?
He fought with. Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Platoon versus Dirty Dozen, best war movie of all time.
I'm going Platoon.
I'm going to, just because I just talked about it, I'm going to say Dirty Dozen.
Dozen.
Let's make a dozen. There you go. Okay. And it goes up against?
The Office.
The Office.
Is Dirty Dozen a better war movie than The Office was a show in the 21st century?
Yes. Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. That's how you do that.
I'm texting the Sweet 16 group.
Yeah,
we got a group.
We got a group now.
It only took us 5 years to figure that out.
You know how long it took me to do that? Like 4 seconds.
Yes. How could we remember this?
Exactly. What did we do last week? Is there no way to record this?
To access the memory bank.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
As always, have a good show on your music show. Welcome back, DGS 448. Happy Veterans Day. Our Operation Food Surge Hardee's campaign starts tomorrow and goes until December 20th, where we will do the show live, last live show with all of us of the year out at the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. So hopefully you'll go by early and often and make donations. It'll cost you $1 to get the new DGS Me as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sticker. You can also round up. You can give any amount of money you want at the register, and it will all go to kids in the backpack program through Operation Food Search. Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. I don't know if you guys caught this. Did you guys see the new football national anthem buzz that people that's going on? There's a alleged scandal. So there are some folks, and I'm sure you can figure out like what they're trying to do. But they're getting on Michael Strahan. You know Michael Strahan, former player, Hall of Fame player, does the, I forget what other TV show he does. Does he do Good Morning America or something like that? Something like that. But he's doing the NFL Sunday, and they're honoring veterans, and they're standing for the national anthem as it's going. And he's standing with his hands clasped in front of him, staring like attentively at the flag and towards the singer while it's happening. And there are people giving him a hard time because he didn't have his hand over his heart. And that means that he's not a patriot and he doesn't respect the military. They're saying it was very disrespectful of him to do what he did. And first of all, who are these? Do you not see what happens at stadiums all over the place when a national anthem is played?
There are people screaming and yelling and buying beer.
There are people buying hot dogs and looking at their phones and all that. Like, to me, if you're just standing and paying attention, you are being respectful. Whether you're, I have never once held my hand over my heart during the anthem, but I always stand paying attention. Whether it's my hands folded behind my back, in front of my body, you know, like he did, kind of front of the belt. It's about your posture and your attention. It's not about where your hands are. I don't understand why we have to turn everything into a scandal. By the way, Michael Strahan's dad was a major in the Army. He grew up on military bases his entire life. And you think about the ignorance that's out there. People are trying to spin it. And this is what we talk about a lot. It's rage farming. Mm-hmm. These are people that are trying to get hits and likes so they can generate money on stupid Twitter by generating rage and anger where nothing should exist. I mean, do you guys stand every time for a national anthem with your hand on your heart and do all that? Because I've been at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of baseball games, maybe 1,000 baseball games, and I watch people do all different things.
Yeah.
Some people just put their hands by their side. Some hold their hand over their heart. Some sing. Some don't. But if you're just attentive in the moment, paying attention to the song and to the flag, that's respectful. That's all that's necessary.
What is Strahan saying?
He's not said much of anything.
Good for him. He shouldn't have to.
He's not said much of anything. I think he may have said something about, if you look at how he's standing, it's how you see a lot of soldiers stand. And a lot of the comments on the threads have been from people that are active duty saying that's how we stand. Now, Michael Strahan was never active duty, but he may have just grown up seeing his dad doing it that way, and that's what he's done. He's imitating his dad. But what the story is less about that and more about how people try to co-opt patriotism and co-opt that and the national anthem as a part of what they think their views are. Yeah. And I mean, do you guys, who adheres to these things and where are the rules on these things?
Yeah, it's certainly gotten more amorphous over the years. And when I hear things like that, I always think the people who are making the complaint, if we looked at your life, would we find things that we would think are not patriotic? Like, is putting your hand over your heart the most patriotic thing you do? Because if it is, it's not that patriotic.
No.
I always think of people who have, like, the "We support the troops" stickers on their car. If that's all you do to support the troops, you're not supporting the troops.
No, and like, there's more than one way to be respectful of whatever you think you're being respectful of. It can be this, it can be in church. There are people who do different things in church. Some people fold their hands, some people don't. Some people do the temple praying, the fingertips to fingertips. Some people just clasp their hands. It's why do we feel the need to do this, to judge others? Because again, if you look around at the average Joe public at a sporting event during the anthem, half the people aren't even paying attention. There are people all up and down the concourse that don't stop what they're doing. They stay in the bathroom.
Rachel,
they stay in line.
Car race.
Yeah.
And people were playing cornhole.
Yeah.
And drinking beer. And it wasn't like they could mistake it. The anthem was playing.
Right.
The rest of the crowd was pretty silent.
Yeah. They were just like yelling and playing cornhole. And that to me was pretty offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, that is. But you know what? We are allowed to do that.
Yeah. You're not required to be a patriot.
That's the entire point of the United States of America.
And you're not required to be a patriot in someone else's definition of being a patriot. Mm-hmm.
That's the bigger thing. Is like, but also, don't you judge like somebody's, like if he's looking down at his phone and texting, I think he might have a fair point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're doing a special thing. Like, the NFL does a lot of coverage when it comes to Veterans Day. A lot of special stories on Sunday, things like that. And if you're going to go over the top on that, I would say if you're standing there during the anthem texting, that would be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But if you're standing at any kind of attention and you're into it, you're listening, you're paying attention, that is the definition of respect.
Rach, you have a 3-minute Razor's Edge topic?
I do. I hate to say it's along these lines because it is, but it isn't. I think that we need to stop being triggered by other people so easily, whether it's, oh, Michael Strahan didn't put his hand over his heart and therefore I'm going to have a meltdown. I'm Todd Starnes and I'm going to have a meltdown on Twitter. But just in general, I think our society would be a lot better if we realized that, let's say someone's coming after you for something stupid. They are just words. Like earlier when I said, hey, it's good that Michael Strahan hasn't said anything because he shouldn't have to say anything. There's no apology to give because he didn't do anything wrong. People need to stand strong in that a little bit more and realize that sometimes words are just words. I think it's totally valid to be hurt by words and to have your feelings hurt and to need to recover from it. But I think we sometimes give way too much power to words in this day and age. And we want people to like take it back or we want people to be punished when what they're doing isn't necessarily illegal. And we just need to be better about being like, all right, that happened. It sucked. But I'm going to move forward because that's the best way that I can thrive. And that's the best life I can live is to just kind of like put this behind me and move on.
Yeah, it's like this is not exactly on topic, but it's similar. I did not like the way that the election came out, but I didn't let it get me down. You know, and maybe I don't love my country enough or maybe I don't hate Trump enough or something. But I just figured, well, you voted, you did your part. It didn't go the way that you were hoping it would go. But as my dad always said, election after election, president after president, his hammer never got any heavier or lighter. And I think there's a lot of great wisdom.
That's a really
in that.
Good saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just like his life was pretty much the same, you know, 10-20% within the margins. So as long as Trump keeps it within those margins, like it's still my country, my president, we'll see how it goes.
Hmm.
As opposed to, because is anyone going to care if I lose my mind? Is anyone going to care if I don't come
anything?
In? Yeah. Does it help me? Does it make me feel any better?
Right.
No.
Does it change anything? No.
No.
So.
Yeah. And then we do this stupid back and forth where we decide what matters based on who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the stock market doesn't matter until my guy got elected and now it matters. Like, no, it always matters.
Yeah.
It always matters the same, good or bad. It's always the same. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.